You're tuned to the Texas Standard. Over the weekend, an estimated 80,000 people descended on the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center in Dallas for the National Rifle Association's annual meeting. Over 900 firearms and gun-related vendors, a who's who of politicians, from President Trump to Governor Greg Abbott, and of course, a certain window into an organization that in the wake of shootings like Parkland and Sutherland Springs has been under increased scrutiny. What actually happened over the weekend, and what does it tell us about the future of guns and the debate around them? Here to talk with us is Texas Standard's own Alon Stevens, who was there over the weekend. How are you, Alon?
Good to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about the basics. Where is the association at this moment in time? Are they sticking with their hardcore stand?
Yeah, you know, they very much are. And one of the things that I learned about the association over this weekend here is that, you know, it's an organization that's really kind of based on this fear. And it's not the fear that I think a lot of people would immediately jump to. Sure, they're worried about their Second Amendment rights. They're worried about gun control. But really, most of all, they're worried about crime. The way that they see things in the world is that this is an America that is very much under siege by criminal gangs, that is under siege with issues of police not being equipped to respond to violent crimes. When they hear about shootings in schools, they're very much attuned to that because that's kind of part of the narrative that the NRA has really been talking about recently.
I think a lot of people think, though, that this crime narrative is really an excuse. It is an excuse for more guns, for the retailing of firearms in the United States. If you talk up crime and you make it seem like we're a nation under siege, then yeah. They're going to try to advance that story.
Right. And the way this kind of flourished within the convention here is, you know, there's a lot of seminars about shooting under stress, about not being a crime victim. And this is something that Vice President Pence would actually bring up in his speech before President Trump, where he would talk about all of these instances where there is a crime going on and an armed civilian would stop that crime. So, you know, they're in this kind of heightened sense of an America that is very much trying to protect and defend itself from what they see as a crime-ridden, you know, place.
Is there any inclination, however, that are you sensing anything that some of these protests, that maybe they have been affected or that they're concerned about what sort of momentum has been started after Parkland?
Before President Trump and Vice President Pence spoke, you know, there was a little bit of trepidation. There was a lot of NRA members who felt that the National Rifle Association and gun rights advocates were on a slippery slope, that there's maybe too many compromises, and they didn't know what to expect. After Trump spoke, there's very much an air of confidence within the entire room that politics were on their side. And as far as the protests are concerned, they saw this as a generational divide, something that was between the old and the young, and that, you know, these youth-led movements right now were kind of based in this youthful naivety that, you know, these people are not very well-versed in the realities of crime. But the one thing that did come up a lot, and there does seem to be some concern with the organization, is actually how these businesses were pulling out and withdrawing their ties with them. Before the convention, Camelback, which has historically had been there, was not on the vendors list. And then Nikon pulled out as well. And this is something that definitely has gotten their attention. In the speech after President Trump's, NRA president and CEO Wayne LaPierre actually had this to say about some of the companies.
And how about those gutless corporations that try to punish law-abiding gun owners? What do you think of them? Come on! What do you think of Yeti?
And that last one being Yeti, the Austin-based cooler company that recently has been having some issues with the NRA after they changed their discount program. So, you know, they were taking shots at some of these companies that were start withdrawing their ties.
You know, Alon, you reported on the Standard here how the gun industry has been hurting. And I was thinking about the protests and the NRA sort of feeling a certain degree under siege. What about innovations? I mean, has there been any sort of breakthrough when it comes to things like, for instance, this technology that would not allow you to shoot a gun unless the trigger was being pulled by the registered owner?
Right. So as far as innovations are concerned, you know, I didn't really see anything that was new and really innovative. We saw a lot of the same. We saw a lot of AR-15 rifles with only minor differences. It seems that that's kind of the glut of the market right now are AR-15s. And, you know, that wasn't generating a lot of interest. There wasn't a ton of innovation. There's a couple of things there, but nothing really noteworthy. And quite frankly, it was disappointing to a lot of people who were there on the floor.
Texas Standard reporter Alon Stevens, thanks for taking some time to speak with us.
Thanks for having me.